morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
No pride, none whatsoever. Totally humble, meek, gentle, kind, loving, submissive. Oh, submissive. That's a big word in America that no one knows. To be submissive. I'm telling you, submissiveness will reveal humility in a person. If we're not submissive, then we're revealing that we've got pride in us. If we're not teachable, we're teaching. We're not humble. Amen? Now watch here. Verse 50. I seek not my own glory. I mean, are we talking about the one who created life? Are we talking about the one who lived and died for me and you? Are we talking about the one who's got the seat in the most highest of places? We're talking the one that's got the name above every name. And look what he says here. I don't seek my own glory. Some of us need to stop seeking approval from man. And stop getting your value and your worth out of what you do. Because when you get fired from what you do, or you fail in what you do, you become worthless. Amen? Okay. John 14, look at this, verse 10. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. And there's many, many more. I just gave you one more. I just gave you these to show you the kind of God that we have and how he said, take of me and be like me. Did he not say, be like me? And so I'm trying to show you what he was like. But I tell you what, you get in my face, we got it going on, bro. Yeah. I'm telling you, you get in my face, I'm South African born Lebanese. I can take you down. Yellow. I'm not joking. Think about it. You say something I don't like, it's on. It's on. We got it going on now. How many of you want a piece of me? You want a piece of me? This is the lifestyle we live. But Jesus Christ was totally, completely opposite to that. 100% opposite. Nothing. When they were going to kill him, he didn't even open his mouth. When they killed him, he said, forgive them. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, there is a stuff that's nasty. And I believe that's why Jesus Christ was so powerful. Because remember, he came to the earth as a man. He came to the earth as a man. The only thing that was God in him was the blood. That's why the virgin birth. So that his blood wasn't from Adam, so that we didn't have that problem that we had. Amen? Death. But he came as a human being, as a man. He felt it when they whipped him on the back. He felt it when they put the nails in his cross. He went to the bathroom. Yeah. He ate. Yeah. He was so humble. Think about it. He was so humble that after the resurrection, I mean, my God, he's just defeated death. He's just defeated the enemy. He's just been raised from the dead. Whoa, check it out, dudes. You know what they find him doing? On the side of the ocean, on the beach, picking up sticks, making a fire, and catching fish to give to the disciples. Yeah. Cooking for the disciples. Me, when I get something, woohoo! Let's frame it. Put it on the wall. Give me a plaque. Form it. Send it to my family. Text it to everybody. Do a group text. Did you get it in color? I'm serious. that stuff inside of us is keeping us away from the power that Jesus said, what I do, you will be able to do also in even greater works. I'm telling you, I believe it's the pride that renders my faith helpless. Okay, last one I'm giving you of that is verse 24 of John 14. The word which you hear is not mine. Me, I want to claim, you know, all of the accolades for what I preach and what I say. And, whoa, that was a good word, Pastor. My goodness, you gave me a good word. Yeah, dude. And if I don't watch out, I will get that yeah, dude attitude. And you know what I'm talking about. People come to us a lot of the times, and we've, no one come to me and say, oh, terrible word. Try to keep me humble. You know, some people pray, Lord, you keep him humble, we'll keep him poor. We won't give a cent, not in this church. But seriously, and people come to us because people are nice. And they say, that was a great word, it's touched my life. And you know, we've got to watch out. Then we say, well, praise God, I'm so grateful that God gave me that word. That has helped your life. That's all we do. I know you do it too. That's all I do. Because I know me. I know how capable I am of thinking words like I think. If I gave you my word, you would never come to me and say, what a great word.
Accredited academic excellence. Peaceful environment. Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive team sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
And so when I preach, the word that I speak is not my own. It's from the Father. And sometimes, you know what? I steal other people's sermon notes. Just to let you know. What do they call it? Plagiarize. No, don't plagiarize to that extent. But I get ideas from people I see. I'm reading Andrew Murray right now and some other books on humility. In fact, this piece of paper I got here is from another book, not mine. And I use it because am I the person who knows everything? Am I God? I know everything. I know everything. I don't need to learn from no one. You kidding me? Are you kidding me? When I go to Dr. Rick and we're going to have a bite to eat, have some lunch somewhere, we sit there, we bend each other's ears with what God's giving us. And I said, are you kidding? Where did you get that from? Praise God. And he does the same. My wife brings me stuff and I say, where does she get it? I know it's not her word. I mean, she hears from God. Amen. And so we've got to watch out for this nasty, nasty stuff that tries to come into our lives. And I believe that is probably the reason why we're not seeing on the scale of what Jesus said we would see miracle signs and wonders. I truly believe it's because we've looked at the more human virtues. I've built a great church. Don't you like the chairs? Doesn't it flow perfect? Look at the carpets. I mean, look at that altar. I mean, we had to raise the ceiling. I mean, look at the lighting. You like the sound? We've got a good worship team. And all of this stuff is human virtues. It's not godly. There's nothing godly about it. Now, it's all been done by faith, but without faith, I couldn't have done it because he did it. Amen. He did this. Amen. This place is built debt-free. Do you think I'm smart enough to do that? If I was so smart, why didn't I get all my houses debt-free? Why is my car that I have to buy it and not get it debt-free? I'm not that smart, you see. Amen. Come on. Don't look at me with those googly eyes. And so we must honestly fix our hearts on our own lack of humility revealed in Christ's life. James 4, I want to show you this. Turn to James 4. Hallelujah. Say, I'm receiving it, Pastor. Remember, God says a haughty look. What's a haughty look? You know that phoniness and our pride is so disgusting. I mean, someone's telling you a joke. You're not even listening to the joke. You're thinking of the joke you're going to tell them. Isn't that true? Come on. You're loading your guns behind your back. You're not interested. Or you cut into someone's conversation. What you're saying is not important. Listen to me. That's all pride. It's all pride. When I have to have my own way, it's pride. When I argue, it's pride. When I lift myself up, it's pride. It's pride, it's pride, it's pride. And Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. Did he not say that? The first Sermon on the Mount that he brought to the people was, blessed are the meek, blessed are the poor of spirit, blessed are the contrite. He spoke about humility before he spoke about faith. Oops. Now we need to know faith, because we have to live by it. But when my faith becomes the vehicle for my arrogance and my pride, I'd rather have no faith. Amen. Okay, James 4, look at this. Verse 6a. Now watch it. When you've got pride, but he, God, gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God, what? Resists the proud. I didn't want you to have that second part in there. Just take it out. But gives grace to the humble. Have it out for the next service, please. But I just want you to see the first part. He gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud. Now let me ask you this. Can you stand against God? Can you come against God and win? The devil tried, didn't he? And he was an archangel, Lucifer. And then all the fallen angels, together with the fallen archangel, came against God. Could they win? No. Is there any victory outside of God? Can anybody beat God? Anything, anybody beat God? Okay. So, if God resists me because I've got pride, what can I do about it? Nothing except become humble. Is that right? You've got to understand, I can stand against the devil. He can come against me with sickness, against my finances, my marriage. He can come against me with all of his cronies, and I can still put him to shame, and victory is mine. Amen. Thanks be to God, who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Is that right? But now when I got God resisting me, ain't nothing I can do about it. I cannot come against God. I cannot say, no, you'll give me the money. He'll laugh. Amen. No, you'll bring the healing to me now. He'll laugh. Amen. I don't want God resisting me. I'm telling you, I'm serious. I do not want God resisting me. The devil resists me enough. I don't want God to resist me. And the Bible very clearly says, God resists the proud. Say it out. God resists the proud. We're talking God here. I'm not talking Satan. I'm not talking you. I'm not talking the prime minister, the president, or kings and queens. I'm not talking the man in the sound booth or the worship team. I'm not talking your spouse. I'm talking God. God, 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 God. I don't want him to resist me. Therefore, I better get pride out of me. Could this be why I'm not seeing my faith explode and miracle signs and wonders to the scale that he said it would be? Could it be there's a bit of resistance? Okay, look at 1 Peter 5, verse 5b. 1 Peter 5, 5. Look what he says here. All of you be submissive to one another and be clothed. Clothed with humility. This is God speaking to us. Now, let me tell you something. This message might not be, ooh, Pastor, I want to jump up and down and spin and run around. Not now. But when you get a hold of it in your spirit and you start making the changes, you'll be whooping and hollering and jumping up and down. And your blessings will start to overtake you. He says, be clothed with humility. This is God speaking. Is that not scripture from God?
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.